Along Buffalo's waterfront, the lighting installations will illuminate the former grain elevators as well as the nearby Skyway and Ohio Street Bridge. The design, lighting, and engineering services will eventually cost a total of $5 million. ECHDC President Thomas D. says the plan is expected to make Buffalo's Canalside Precinct a major tourism destination in the state.
It brings people to Buffalo, brings them downtown, and it makes them stay here. And then they're going to see some of the other architectural treasures that we have. They'll enjoy Canalside, enjoy all the great things that we have, and spend the night. And that translates, if we get 100,000 people, the difference between a day visitor and a night visitor is about $100 a head, which is about $10 million return on investment.
D says the lights will be displayed year-round and include an animated video that'll be projected onto the grain elevators during the summer months. Chairman Robert Joya says the light shows will not compete with any other events happening at Canalside.
There will be a certain effect that will relate to being at Canalside, but also will tie in with some of the events that are going on downtown.
The lighting display will be comparable to the Aurora Borealis project in Quebec City and is expected to be up and running by next fall. In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hassett for the Innovation Trail.